Inshallah. Welcome to any visitors we have here this weekend, especially for this Memorial Day weekend, and for any alumni who are here. Just one announcement today is that we will take up a second collection today for the victims and families of the Oklahoma tornadoes. And so the money that we collect tonight will be given to Catholic Social Services, who will use it to then aid the victims. So we will have a second collection this evening. Just one other note, I had the opportunity this afternoon to go to Lincoln, and we had the priestly ordination, and one of our own was ordained today, Father Stephen Mills. He'll celebrate his first Mass tomorrow at 1 o'clock at St. Mary's, so everyone is invited and welcome to attend his first Mass. It really is just a beautiful grace for our community and for our parishes here to have to be able to see him go through the process of the seminary and now to be ordained a priest. It was a very very beautiful ceremony. These are the first priestly ordinations for Bishop Conley, so I'm sure that it was a very special day, or here in the diocese anyway. So I'm sure it was a very special day for him as well. So please keep Father Mills in your prayers. I believe he was assigned to the Cathedral of the Risen Christ in Lincoln. So if he follows the same track as Father Siza, he'll be at Cathedral for 2 years, St. Mary's for 4 years, and then he'll be pastor here at St. Benedict's. So so you got, I don't know. So anyway, so training my replacement. Anyway, today also is the, we celebrate the feast of the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. And although this is, as the Catechism says, this is one of the most, or it is the central mystery of our faith. It's meaning that this is part and parcel of what it means really to be a Catholic Christian is the belief in the Most Holy Trinity, that there are three persons in one God. To be honest with you, it is also one of the most difficult topics to preach on, because it's, when you start talking about it, it really is very abstract, because you have to use words like person and nature and try to define those things, that there's, it doesn't mean that three equals one, or, you know, and so it can be a little bit of a little bit of a challenge to really unfold, or to begin to unfold, or to try to unfold that mystery. But I think if we talk about it in terms of just some of the basic beliefs, it can just be helpful for us, because those things can help us to see just the relationship that we now have with God. Because one of the realities of our faith, and one of the truths of our faith, is that we are baptized into those Trinitarian relationships. So, and it's something that we can almost take for granted, because we start learning at a very young age. I know, like my little nieces and nephews, and even, you know, small children here in our parish. You know, when we come into the church, what do? You know, we put our hands in the holy water. You know, the kids, they just like putting their hands in the holy water. Probably they're probably not too concerned about the great mystery of the Trinity, but they like more to play in the water. But it's a reminder for us that baptism gives us a unique relationship with those, each of the three persons of the Trinity, because when we are baptized, we baptize in the way that Jesus told us in Sacred Scripture. Jesus says to us in Sacred Scripture, he says, go out therefore and baptize all nations, and baptize them, and make disciples of all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them everything that I have taught you. So this is at the heart of our belief, that there are, and this is what Jesus Christ came to reveal to us, because this, what we're saying here is, if you look in the history of the world religions, this is something radically different and radically new. I mean, there have been all sorts of polytheistic religions, religions with all sorts of gods, you know, Ra, the sun god, you know, that was kind of a cool god, but you know, unfortunately, he's not Catholic, though, you know. But, you know, so you have Ra, the sun god. You have, you know, you have all the Greek gods and, you know, the whole pantheon of God, Greek and Roman gods and different things like that. So there have been those types of things. There have been monotheistic religions that believed in just one god, like the Jews believed in just one god. Islam believes in just one god. You know, there's, you know, different things like that. But to say that within God there is a relationship of persons, that there is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and yet they're not three separate gods. It's not that there's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, so we got three gods. No, it's not what we're saying, but there is still one God united there. But those three persons fully possess that divine nature of nature means what is God. God is an infinite being. And so they have that what. But the who of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit each possess the what? The divine nature, or what we call the Godhead. And when you start thinking about that, it just kind of makes your head hurt. Because it's like you start thinking about it and you're just, it's like your brain is, you can't get your mind around it. Your brain's going to go. And you guys will be like, whoa, Father Sizzle is thinking about the Trinity again. Cool. His head exploded. You know, that's kind of what it is, though. I mean, you start thinking, how is that possible? Because that's not the way that we experience things. Imagine, you know, being able to, you know, to possess the same, you know, divine, and we're not talking about like a split personality here or something like that, but to be able to think with another person's thoughts, to be able to, you know, to possess, you know, that nature of what it means to be a human being, to, you know, to have three persons possess that same thing. You know, we have Tom, Dick, and Harry, but they, you know, they don't have the same equipment as a human being. They each have their own, you know, they're their own person, their own unique individual. And so our experience of that is just completely different. And so it's very hard for us to really, to get our minds around this concept of the Trinity. But when we look at sacred scripture, and what does Jesus tell us about the Trinity? What does he reveal to us that is important for us to know and to remember? Okay, so some things we're just going to have to hold as faith because God said so. You know, things like the Trinity, you know, even though we can't fully understand it, it's an act of faith. We just have to believe it because Jesus told us so. You know, Jesus told us so, so we got to believe it. But we can understand some things about it. And so what does he reveal to us? Well, first of all, he reveals that the first person of the Blessed Trinity is we identify it, him, by Father. And that doesn't mean that God possesses a gender or anything like that. But it just means that there is a familial relationship that we now possess with God. And this is something radically different. This is something radically new. You know, even when you look at like the myths, mythology of like Greeks and stuff like that, usually like the creator God is like some terrible being, you know, and they make this stuff and then they're like really cruel and mean and all kinds of stuff like that. They're not a father. You know, the familiar, what Jesus reveals to us is that we relate to God as a father, that he loves us, that he cares for us, that we are his children, that he holds us in his arms, just as a father loves, you know, a small child. You know, we have that kind of relationship with God now because we have been baptized into that Trinitarian relationship. We also have a relationship with the second person of the Most Blessed Trinity, Jesus, who has taken on flesh like our own. And we say that Jesus, so God is our Father, Jesus is our brother, because he became like us, he suffered like us, he spoke to us in human words. And through his sacred humanity, he dies for us on the cross and he redeems us. And because we have such a close relationship now with Jesus, because through our baptism, we share in his relationship with the eternal Father. How beautiful is that? You know, that no longer are we, so we truly can say that we are the children of God. It's not just a metaphor that we're using to describe our relationship now with God. No. That we have a real relationship with God. It's not just something that's floating around up in our heads. We have a real relationship with God because we have a real relationship with Jesus Christ. And we share, we are the adopted children of God. Just as adopted children have a relationship with their adopted parents, that's a real relationship. Their adopted parents really are their parents. Granted, they didn't give them natural life, but they are truly their parents. And that's how it is with God. God is truly our Father because we share in that relationship with the Son. And so the Holy Spirit then, so we have that relationship, we're the children of God the Father, Jesus is our brother. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit that animates us, that gives us life, that enables us then to give witness. And it gives us the strength that we need. You know, we talk about the gifts of the Holy Spirit that are infused into us at our baptism of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, counsel, piety, fear of the Lord, and fortitude. You know, all those things are infused into us by the Spirit so that we can live as who we are. The Spirit unites us to the Son so that we can have that relationship with our Father in heaven. So the Spirit is the love of the Father and the Son, that love that is so powerful that another person has generated that now dwells within us. And so through our baptism, we now have a relationship to each of the persons of the most blessed Trinity, the three persons in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, eternal. And so now we can truly call God our Father. We can truly call Jesus our brother, and he has redeemed us. And it is through that power of the Holy Spirit that we are united to the Son, and we can now share in that relationship with the Father. So this is really, this is an incredible gift. And our belief in the Trinity is really one of the things that sets us apart, that makes us different. And it's a hard thing. You know, a lot of other religions, you know, like the Muslims, if you start calling God your father, that's a no-no. That would be something that would be blasphemous for a Muslim. And so this is something that really sets us apart, our belief in the Trinity. And so let us really pray for a deeper understanding of that mystery and a deeper appreciation of those relationships that we now have with each of those persons of the Trinity. So let us ask the Spirit to send that gift of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, those gifts, so that we can truly have that deeper insight, so that we realize that we are truly the children of our Father, that Jesus is our brother and has redeemed us. And we now, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we've been infused with that life of God, and we now share in the Son's relationship with our Father in heaven.